This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. There's nothing better than a good night's sleep. Agree? Why is it that such an issue today? Why do many of us struggle to get to sleep and stay asleep? It's insomnia, and you could have problems there. The concept of a good sleep differs widely from person to person. The average night's sleep for an adult is around 8 hours. Some people only need 5. Others like up to 10 hours or more. And what seems like insomnia to one person might be considered a good sleep by another. So it is a bit of a complicated issue. The experts tell us insomnia is a symptom, not a disease. And the causes of insomnia, well, what are they? It means having trouble with how well or how much you sleep. People keep themselves awake by worrying about trying to go to sleep. And I think long-term chronic insomnia needs professional support. Well, many of us suffer from poor sleep. Now, I'm not qualified to give advice on this topic, but sleep is such a significant part of our lives, we hardly think about it unless we do have a sleeping disorder. But God has designed us that we need sleep. The Bible refers to sleep actually quite a few times. On one occasion, when Jesus and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee, Jesus was asleep on a cushion in the stern of the boat. You can read that in Mark 4:38. It's interesting that the scriptures refer to different levels of sleep. At Troas, at a late night church service, here was a guy who was in such a deep sleep that he fell from an upstairs window to the ground. That's in Acts chapter 20. It seems that the stress of life's pressure today in our 21st century is at an epidemic proportion. I'm sure it contributes to sleep disorders, and whatever we cite the problems to be that are causing this, it seems that everybody, in some shape or form, smaller or larger degree, is suffering from the pressures of life. I'm told that 43% of adults suffer adverse health effects due to stress, and according to USA Today, the newspaper, a survey of 501 adults was conducted by the Research and Forecast Syndicate, and they isolated the sources into these results with regards to what causes stress. And believe it or not, right up there at the top was work. 36% of people said that work was the biggest cause of their stress. 32%, coming quite close second, was money, financial concerns, pressures, fears, anxieties. 10% that children caused them the most stress. And 7% it was their ill health. 5% of these people surveyed said it was their marriage, the problems that they had in marriage. And another 5% said it was their parents who caused them stress. So only 5% said they had no stress. And 19% said they had a little bit of stress. So I'm sure that there's not one of us that have never known stressful days. But these stressful days can lead to the sleepless nights, and these sleepless nights are the potential fallout of stressful days. So I'm talking about the pace of life. A generation ago, we had to rest at night because our work was done. We could go to sleep. We could relax, but things are different now. We work, shop and play 24 hours a day, 7 days a week via the internet. And so when do we get our rest? Maybe we're so restless, it's impossible for the brain to switch off and we toss and turn, losing these valuable hours of sleep. I think what I'm trying to say, the end of the day, there's unfinished business. If I had a little more time, I could get done all that I wanted to do. Well, the problem is, as soon as you finish what you think is the last thing, there might be 3 more things to be done, and you don't go to sleep because you're worrying about it. So maybe it's a phone call that you didn't make, or the time that you should have spent with somebody. Each day we live, there's that imperfection, isn't there? And I think only as we trust in Jesus, our Saviour, do we find true peace and contentment, and hopefully a good night's sleep. I know that if we're loved by God, accepted by Him, it may allow us to sleep better. Here was what Jesus said, "Come to me if you're weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Was he talking about sleep? Probably not. But if you know the peace of Jesus, you can find rest at night. And Psalm 4, verse 8 has this beautiful verse, "I can lie down and sleep soundly because you, Lord, will keep me safe." Thank you, dear Lord. Give me a good night's sleep. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.